for the things that are described here in this chapter. And we see God's remedy in verses 14 through 17. And the remedy, of course, is the gospel. It's not going to reverse the course, because this course has been established, but it is what gets individuals off this course of destruction. We've seen that, according to Galatians 1, verse 11, Paul said that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, needs no alteration of men. Again, when we think that we have to help God out, when we think we have to produce results, then that's when people begin to alter the gospel in order to produce the results that they desire. And any time we become result-driven, we're in trouble. We just need to do what God says, leave the results with Him. And that's safe. So gospel needs no alteration. We've seen that it is a message for all people. He mentions Jew and Greek. That refers to all nationalities. There is no nationality exempt from the gospel. There is no nationality that we ought to exclude from declaring the gospel. He goes on and he mentions barbarians, the wise, and the unwise. So you have nationalities, and these words, barbarians, the wise, and the unwise, refers to classes of people within these various nationalities. And again, no nationality is to be exempted from the gospel, no class of people. We must never think that one nationality is superior to another as far as the gospel is concerned, or that one class of people, the gospel is to be declared to all. So what is the setting? We've seen what the gospel is. We've seen that it is a gospel for all people. The gospel, of course, is good news. But the setting of the gospel is very dark. It's very dark. And the gospel is like a light in that dark setting. So the gospel is good news. It is a declaration, a proclamation, a report coming from heaven. And it comes into a world of death. That's the setting. It comes into a world of darkness. It comes into a world of ignorance. That's the setting of the gospel. So it is a word coming from heaven to a world that is under the dominion, under the sway of Satan. That's the setting. It is a word from heaven into a world that is actually the embodiment of the spirit of Satan. And you have this good news in this setting. In Genesis 3, there is the biblical account of the entrance of sin into the world. And the gospel is a message from heaven to a world that is wicked, to a world that is very twisted, very vile, a world that has 6,000 years of history of breaking and transgressing the laws of God. 6,000 years of history of doing the same things over and over. And the only thing that breaks the pattern is the reception of the gospel. So we have the setting is 6,000 years of history. 6,000 years of profane and God-forbidden behaviors. 6,000 years of opposition and of resistance and defiance to God. That's the setting of the gospel. It comes to a world that has had a long history of darkness. It is a word of hope to a message to a world that is alienated and estranged from God. It's a word of hope to a world that is unconscious of God. People in the world, for the most part, give very little thought to God. Very little thought to the Lord. It is a world that is a solid, it is a word that is a solid foundation to a world marked by pride, blasphemy, confusion, disorder, chaos. It is a word from heaven to a world of misery. The world's a miserable place. I mean, all you have to do is look at people. They're miserable. They put on a mask. They put on a lot of masks. But behind the mask, many times, is nothing but misery. It's a word of encouragement from heaven to a world destitute, and to a world marked by defeat. It's a word of relief, message of relief to a world of pain, to a world of failure, to a world of exhaustion and weakness and disappointment and fear. The world lives in fear. But the gospel is a message of relief. So it is a word of remedy from heaven. Again, we'll say it over and over and over. We have our political views, but we must realize that politics, politicians will not, cannot fix what is wrong with the world. They can fix a few symptoms, but they do not have the ability to get to the root of the matter. Does that mean that politics doesn't matter? No, that's not what it means. But it means we must realize who the remedy is, and that's God. There is no other remedy. So it is a world, it is a remedy for a world that's looking for answers. The world's looking for answers. The problem is they don't know what the questions are. But they're looking for answers. They're looking for solutions. But they don't really know the problem. They don't know the real root problem. And it's a word from heaven to a world that's been duped and is clinging to the philosophies and the ideas and the opinions that got them in the mess to begin with. So that's the setting of the gospel. It's good news to a world that has fallen, to a world that is guilty, to a world that is perishing. So in this darkness, we read in 2 Corinthians that God has shined in our hearts the gospel. The gospel is a light. And it's the only hope for mankind. And it's our responsibility. It's not for us to make people believe the gospel. That's God's business. But it is for us to declare the gospel, knowing that that is the remedy. Again, it's not going to reverse the course because that's been set. But it is the remedy of getting individuals, however few or however many that might be, bringing them out of following that course of destruction. It's the only remedy. Education is not the remedy. We live in a society that thinks education will fix just about anything, or money will fix just about anything. Money's not going to fix the problem. Education's not going to fix the problem. Politics is not going to fix the problem. The gospel is the remedy. You and I, as God's people, must never, ever forget that, and we must never be duped into believing that there are other solutions other than the gospel. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, Lord, for this day.